The more I think about it, I find it's the irony in my job that most amuses me. This honest living relies on the parts of life that everyone fears and tries to avoid to flourish and be active, the parts that are rife and unavoidable. The hope that I can keep coming to this office is the hope that people will continue to feel pain, sadness, victimization, depression, heartbreak, and instability. I need people with their backs against the wall, naked, bleeding, and lost. And I'm just a pair of ears, a few questions to help them evaluate themselves in order to see the nothingness of things, the nothingness of pain, the nothingness of joy. And when they get to that nothingness, when everything is stripped away, that place starts to look like a starting point. People start to believe that they might have some control, that their perceived absolute and their emotionally crafted mentality is not absolute at all, but under their control, depending on perception or something. A good theory indeed. I guess it works for a while. It makes them reevaluate or gets their mind off something. It gives them hope. But I can't help but feel that I'm full of shit with all that most of the time. We're all controlled by something. This company had just laid off about a fourth of their employees and was kind enough to schedule them with 2 months of paid sessions with yours truly. For the most part, it was the same story. Loss of the job had amplified marriage problems, family problems, surfaced childhood insecurities. All of a sudden, husbands couldn't fuck worth a damn anymore. It keeps me happy, you could say. It pays the bills. Happiness and sadness, the two need each other. Doesn't one get its value because of its link to the other? It's all the same here. What's the difference, really?